Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
This coming Saturday, step into any local pub or bar around Boston, where the Guinness and green beer will be flowing, and you'll probably hear something like this.
I met my love by the gasworks wall.
Because, of course, it will be St. Patrick's Day. And Patrick Comyn will mark the holiday with a special edition of For the Sake of the Song at the Somerville Armory near Davis Square. For the Sake of the Song is like an informal house party where local musicians interpret the works of one famous singer or album. This coming Saturday, it's all about St. Paddy's Day.
I heard a siren from the dark. So a tray set the night on fire.
Patrick Comyn came into our studios yesterday along with John Colvert on mandolin, Noel Coakley on banjo, and Jen Starsnick on the fiddle, and started off with this old favorite, Dirty Old Town.
Dirty Old Town. Dirty Old Town. Dirty Old Town. Dirty Old Town.
Very nice. That's Patrick Comyn and friends doing Dirty Old Town. Patrick Comyn, creator of For the Sake of the Song. And Patrick, great to have you.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks for coming in and doing that. So let's talk about For the Sake of the Song, Patrick. Tell us where this idea came from and what it's about.
The series has been running for about 2 years, and I think I started it when me and my wife were living in Berlin, Germany, for a couple years. And then when we came back to the States, we had experienced a lot of house concerts and concerts, I guess, in non-traditional performance spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And we really wanted to bring that kind of attitude, that energy back, because we really enjoyed it.
You saw a lot of that in Berlin,
mm-hmm.
Did you?
So we started running just kind of house concerts in our living room in Alston when we moved to town. And we just invited a few friends, invited some musicians to come play, and kind of, you know, kept it very low key. And then I think it just kind of caught on from there. There was 10 people at the first one, then 15, then 20, then 30. And we ended up at the Armory Center for the Arts in Somerville near mm-hmm. Davis Square.
And this idea of focusing each show around a specific artist or a specific album, where did that idea come from?
First time I did it, so we'd been running the house concerts for about a year, and then we wanted to do something to celebrate the end of the year. This was in December of 2010, our first show at the Armory, actually. And we thought it'd be fun to get a bunch of different folk musicians together to play an album from start to finish, you know, just to do something a little bit extravagant. And we thought, okay, well, we'll do Blood on the Tracks, a Bob Dylan album.
Oh, what a great choice.
Right, because all the songs are in the same key. So we're like, oh, great. You know, folk musicians, all songs in the same key, can't screw that up too much.
Maybe I'm wrong about this, but does it sort of force you out of your comfort zone when you have to sort of focus on one artist's album like that?
I think that's absolutely the idea, yeah. Last Christmas, in fact, we did the band's Music from Big Pink.
Oh, what
and there's
a blast.
Some just fantastic songs on there, but there's also some lesser-known songs, you know, and somebody's got to do it. So I think it really does make you go outside your comfort zone, like you said.
So everyone was ready to do the weight, but maybe a couple of others not so much. Right?
Exactly.
Spot on.
I think even I can sing the weight, but I won't. Not with real musicians here. Now, obviously, this Saturday is St. Patrick's Day, so the theme all Irish music, do we assume?
Yeah, well, we thought what would be kind of, because we usually do these shows the third Saturday of every month,
sure.
And this year it just so happened to fall on St. Patrick's Day.
How fantastic.
Yeah, right? Which is also my birthday, so I'm doubly excited.
And with a name like Patrick.
Can't go wrong, right?
Can't go wrong. Let the green beer flow.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Well, you want to play something else for us, maybe in honor of this coming Saturday?
Let's do it. This is a nice traditional song. I think John's going to take the lead on this one, but this one's called The Wild Rover.
Thanks.
You guys good?
Mm-hmm.
I've been a wild rover for many a year. Spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store. And I never will play the Wild Rover no more, and it's no nay never, no nay never no more. Will I play the Wild Rover? No never. In an alehouse I used to frequent, I told the landlady my money was spent. Oh, I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such customs as yours I could have any day, and it's no nay. Never no more. I play the Wild Rover. No, never no more. I took out me pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. Said I have whiskeys and wines of the best, and the words I just told you, they were only in jest. And it's no nay never, no nay never no more. Will I play the Wild Rover? No never. Go home to my parents, confess what I have done, ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they've caressed me as oftentimes before, I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no name.
Very nice. Do you want to tell me about that song? Was that your guy's interpretation, or was that pretty much a traditional handling of that song?
Well, you know, I think that it's a great drinking song, obviously.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different interpretations that maybe throw in some different lyrics, maybe that we wouldn't include on the radio here and there. But
can you give me an example that would be suitable for family listening?
No.
You'll just have to show up at the Armory on Saturday to get that. Tell me about the allure of this house concert, allure of the song circle, Patrick. Why does that work so well for you guys as musicians?
From the performer's standpoint, it's just fantastic because you have this really immediate connection with the audience. There's no, I guess, you know, in terms of acting, you'd call it tearing down the fourth wall.
Sure.
You know, so it's just, there's a lot of energy going back and forth, and I think that performers really feed off that, and it allows them to really just go all out, I guess, you know, energy-wise.
Yeah. Well, why don't you, first of all, let me say thank you, all of you, for coming in, and why don't you play us out on something and say goodbye that way?
That sounds fantastic, all Anthony. Right. So this last song we're going to do is actually an original of mine that I wrote for a Boston Music St. Patrick's Day sampler. This one's called Lay Me Down. We have no want for drink or money. We have but one request. Play us a melody slow and sweet, and lay me down to rest. Well, the nighttime, that's for whiskey, and the morning, that's for tea, and roses for the one that I love. Oh, but she won't marry me.
Patrick Homan is creator of For the Sake of the Song. He'll be performing with fellow musicians this Saturday, St. Patrick's Day, at the Somerville Armory. You can find more information, as well as a link to Patrick's free Irish music sampler, on our website, radioboston.org.
That's it from us today. All Things Considered is next. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangleatboston.com. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.